word. It's superb. He's word perfect on the entire Septuagint.
Hmm?
Said Vorbis. Nimrod caught the deacon's eye. As perfect, that is, as anything may be in this most imperfect world, he muttered.
A devoutly read young man, said Vorbis.
Said Nimrod. No, he can't read. All right.
Ah, a lazy boy.
The deacon was not a man who dwelt in grey areas. Numrod's mouth opened and shut silently as he sought for the proper words.
No, he said. He tries. We are sure he tries. He just does not seem to be able to make the... He cannot fathom the link between the sounds and the letters.
You have beaten him for that, at least.
It seems to have little effect, Deacon.
How, then, has he become such a capable pupil?
He listens, said Nimrod.
No one listened quite like Brother, he reflected. It made it very hard to teach him. It was like being in a great big cave. All your words just vanished into the unfillable depths of Brother's head. The sheer concentrated absorption could reduce unwary tutors to stuttering silence, as every word they uttered whirled away into Brother's ears.
He listens to everything, said Nimrod, and he watches everything. He takes it all in.
Vorbis stared down at Brother.
And I've never heard him say an unkind word, said Nimrod. The other novices make fun of him sometimes, call him the big dumb ox, you know, that sort of thing.
Vorbis's gaze took in Brother's ham-sized hands and tree-trunk legs. He appeared to be thinking deeply.
Cannot read and write, said Vorbis, but extremely loyal, you say.
Loyal and devout, said Nimrod.
And a good memory,
Vorbis murmured.
It's more than that, said Nimrod. It's not like memory at all.
Vorbis appeared to reach a decision.
Send him to me when he has recovered, he said.
Nimrod looked panicky.
I merely wish to talk to him, said Vorbis. I may have a use for him.
Yes, Lord,
for I suspect the great god Om moves in mysterious ways.
High above, no sound but the hiss of wind in feathers, the eagle stood on the breeze looking down at the toy buildings of the citadel. It had dropped it somewhere, and now it couldn't find it. Somewhere down there, in that little patch of green. Bees buzzed in the bean blossoms, and the sun beat down on the upturned shell of Om. There is also a hell for tortoises. He was too tired to waggle his legs now. That was all you could do, waggle your legs, and stick your head out as far as it would go and wave it about in the hope that you could lever yourself over. You died if you had no believers, and that was what a small god generally worried about. But you also died if you died. In the part of his mind not occupied with thoughts of heat, he could feel Brother's terror and bewilderment. He shouldn't have done that to the boy. Of course he hadn't been watching him. What god did that? Who cared what people did? Belief was the thing. He'd just picked the memory out of the boy's mind to impress, like a conjurer removing an egg from someone's ear. I'm on my back and getting hotter, and I'm going to die. And yet that bloody eagle had dropped him on a compost heap. Some kind of clam, that eagle. A whole place built of rocks, on a rock, in a rocky place, and he landed on the one thing that had break his fall without breaking him as well. And really close to a believer. Odd that. Made you wonder if it wasn't some kind of divine providence. Except that you were divine providence, and on your back, getting hotter, preparing to die. That man who turned him over, that expression on that mild face, he'd remember that. That expression not of cruelty, but of some different level of being. That expression of terrible peace. A shadow crossed the sun. Om squinted up into the face of Lut Se, who gazed at him with gentle upside-down compassion, and then turned him the right way up, and then picked up his broom and wandered off without a second glance. Om sagged, catching his breath, and then brightened up.
"Someone up there likes me," he thought. "And it's me."
Sergeant Simony waited until he was back in his own headquarters before he unfolded his own scrap of paper. He was not at all surprised to find it marked with a small drawing of a turtle. He was the lucky one. He lived for a moment like this. Someone had to